Can I just say Halloween like took forever to end? No, seriously. It took so long to end. It was like a week and a half. It was like it was 31 days, I'll tell you. Hey, thank you so much for listening to our Halloween special. The numbers, every Halloween, it's just weird. We'll get basic numbers, and all of a sudden we got people that have never listened to your nerd side before, and it had to be broken up into three shows. Even AMV was sitting here going, whoa, whoa, whoa. You heard the voices, right?
Yeah, and do I get scared?
Yeah, you get scared.
I get scared for real scary things, not those fake haunted houses.
No,
they always beg me to go to.
And if you don't believe it, go back and listen to episode 1, 2, and 3 of the Halloween special from USS Hornet. Thank you, guys. God. All right, let's start the show. Come right back. We're going to talk about Black Adam. We saw it. I didn't think it was the best in the world. My son loved it. Well, my son and I saw it. We're going to come right back, start the show. Hold on.
Welcome to Comic-Con,
where once a year, sci-fi buffs take their lips off the barrel of a loaded gun and spend half a day adjusting their eyes to sunlight.
You want to see a comic book with pregnant zombie nuns?
You psychotic nerd!
Dude, what a bunch of freaking nerdos.
Good to see I'm white and nerdy. Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
I'm a nerd, too.
Your personality needs some work.
You're not part of the popular clique.
But I was kind of a lonely nerd in high school.
I started a quilt. I did yoga twice a week. I wore flip-flops in public.
I like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
So we are back, and a little bit later on in the show, I want to tell you guys, we're going to be talking to Victor Rivers, who was at StockTocon with us. He has done so many TV shows and voiceovers. We'll get to that interview in a little bit, but I had the opportunity to go with my son, Aaron Michael, to see Black Adam with The Rock. It didn't do very well at the box office opening day, but it picked up a little momentum as the days went on by a little bit. AMV didn't see it, but Aaron Michael saw it, and he loved it. It just has that cheesy kind of actor's...
You mean like the True Justice Society of America comic book?
No, it didn't. No, not the characters.
But have you ever read Justice Society of America?
No,
they're
never.
Cheesy.
But those guys weren't cheesy. They were awesome. It was all the actors around them, like the kid and the mom, and we got to save the kid. And
okay, you're spoiling it for me.
They were just bad actors. See the movie. It's I don't know.
It's so matinee. Is it full price?
You got to get
matinee. On demand or don't see it?
Matinee. It's just one of those movies. I don't know. I mean, The Rock did it because he wanted to bring back Henry Cavill to play Superman.
Spoiler alert.
And at the end, he does do a spoiler. Everybody knows about it. It was all over. Well, the thing is that it just, I don't know. Again, DC, just, I don't know. They're all over the place again. Even though I like The Rock, and they should have done more with him. That's just my opinion. Are you going to go see it? Yes or no?
I want to. I tried to this Saturday, but I got denied.
From
again.
Who?
Again. From the one and only Aaron Michael Fonseca.
Oh, that's because he's sick. That's why.
I don't know. He wasn't sick to watch YouTube of, what's that called? Rainbow Friends.
Yeah, I don't get that
I got
show.
Replaced by Rainbow Friends.
I don't get that junk. I gotta be honest.
I do all the paperwork. You get the best father in the world, and I don't get to see Black Adam. What's up with that?
Yeah, is that all it takes in the world is to see Black Adam and your life is perfect?
No.
I didn't think so.
I'm very demanding.
All right, let's get into other news. Since we are out of Halloween, the holidays are upon us.
Yes, I did
Good
recycle
Lord.
Your spirit award coupons.
Jeez, dude. Believe it or not, I love Halloween, but I am just burnt out on the horror movies.
Really?
I
mean, oh. Are you burnt out? Are you burnt out? Really? You didn't mind? You're burnt out of being on those motorcycles as Batman and Batgirl?
Oh, I forgot about Halloween. I totally forgot about
Don't forget about how you had like two wives serving you. Kids and another woman treating you with wine and appetizers. Bruce Wayne.
If you don't know that our family goes out and above the call of duty for Halloween when it's called for dressing up into a costume. And now Aaron Michael's older, he likes to do the theme things together. And this year was Batman. I was Batman. Since the headpiece didn't come, I had to order a plastic one. It didn't go with it well, but I thought it still looked good. Batman from 2022.
The velvet cape that was dragging on the floor was a little bit too much.
Aramichael was Robin, not Robin with small hands, but Robin, oh, regular Robins.
You mean not Robin from Teen Titans?
Yeah, I always call him small hand Robin because it's funny. And the Anna Maria was 1960s Batgirl.
Yes,
with AMV. With her red hair.
The original.
I don't know how you kept that hair on all night long, because I took off the mask, even my body. I was just full of bat sweat.
It was a well-fitted costume. Not too bad, right?
Full of bat sweat.
I mean, it would be nice if it was a little bit thicker material, since it was skin tight.
It was cold, too.
Huh?
It was cold.
Thank God for the cape.
I got to say, it's in full swing again. The whole Halloween, trick-or-treating, everything's back. The kids were out in just droves and droves.
Yeah, even the tweens were upset. I call them teenagers.
Yeah. But you know, it's good, even after COVID-19, to see people out there trick-or-treating around. And what's up with those teenagers coming by? There was like some 34-year-olds, some 55-year-olds coming up going trick-or-treat.
Not really. But did you hear Pack Heights, where I recommend if you want the largest.
Pack Heights within San Francisco is like a rich area within San Francisco.
Bloody rich.
They
were giving out champagnes. Ashley was telling me that.
Champagne for children. That's awesome.
Yeah, for the adults. Adults company children. Everyone else just had like super king-size candy.
Now, you know what? It was enough we did. We were in a part of San Francisco called West Portal, trick-or-treating there, and then one of Aramichael's school friends' moms wanted us to do the handout candy with her, and she served me. But yeah, you're right. It was like having another wife, two wives.
That's what you said.
It's nice having two wives. You don't have to pay for them or anything like that.
Nice. Mr. Mormon. So the other thing is that was interesting. There was other folks out there who did have, I'm surprised there has not been the theme of Back to the Future.
Oh, you saw that?
I did see that. Well, I did see that at his school for Aramichael, but you still have not. Isn't that your number one favorite movie?
No, it's up there. I got five number ones.
Okay, what's your five?
Indiana Jones movies.
Which, all of them? You're lumping them together, including number five.
I don't want to talk about that. That doesn't exist.
You even have that poster. I was like, so sad.
Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, Star Wars.
That's three.
Tron.
Tron 4. It's the last one.
It's hard to put it right there, but I'm probably either going to throw in...
Drum roll, please.
Oh, this gets hard. Star Trek. Probably Star Trek.
Okay, wait. The original with Kirk?
The original movie, yeah.
The original. Wow.
I also like The Black Hole, and I like all those, man.
Okay, top five. You know, just like you have to pick top five dates you're going to go out to with.
Back to the Future, Star Wars,
No,
Tron.
It's different order. Is that a different order? Not Back to the Future's number one.
It's too hard to decide.
Indiana Jones.
We're going to put Star Trek in there. Those are the top five.
All right,
we're going to do that. We'll sit there. Since we're talking about Back to the Future, now Michael J. Fox recently told Entertainment Tonight that he has an idea for a Back to the Future reboot. I don't know if you heard about this. A little excited. He said he actually had this thought that if they did the movie again, they should do it with a girl as Marty, and there's something about it that connects with people on every level. This is Michael J. Fox. I just feel like it will come around again. What's most amazing about Back to the Future is that it has nothing to do with me, but it has this life. Okay? People don't just like it. Remember it. They celebrate it and embrace it. And my face tattooed on their leg. I mean, it's crazy, but kind of in a good way. So he wants a woman to do it, or girl. But I hope it's not the same thing, because it's kind of weird if my daughter came back in time and I was in high school and she had a crush on me. I don't know. That's just not. Or I had a crush on her.
Well, it could also be she had a crush on another girl, too. It could be a little bit more modern.
In 1955? Yeah, the heads would roll. Unless it was in 1980.
Well, no. It could be way in advance. It could be a different Marty, right? It could be present day, now is in the past, right? It could be 1980s.
But remember, Marty's not in this. He said he wouldn't do it. It would just be like a reboot.
Yeah. But it could be a reboot with a different timeline.
Okay, the movie still makes money. Michael J. Fox, I love you, dude. Let's not touch it. Let's not do anything. Let's just leave it the way it goes, and because people will come to see it and they still buy the merch off of it. Don't mess with it, dude.
They're going to touch you.
Yeah, of course they are. They are okay. So I recently read this, and I wanted to throw this out to you. E.T.'s Call Home, because, that's another one of my favorite movies, is E.T. But it's not at the top list, okay? E.T. Call Home, and it's making a comeback. It's coming up, and it's 40th anniversary now. It would cost for E.T. to call home, are you ready for this? $76 quadrillion.
But how do they know his planet is Proto-Osogi?
Proto-Osogi? Because it's probably from The Ride.
Okay, but how do they know that?
Because it was written in, it's in like the Wikipedia of E.T. They created this whole
world. Was it really on the script?
No. They created something for the rides. There's a whole land. They were going to make a cartoon out of this and everything. Just remember back in the 80s? They
Dude,
were actually
making E.T. I remember my Atari E.T. game.
The game sucks. So the telecommunication provider, toll-free forwarding, says E.T.'s famous phone call home would cost $76 quadrillion because his home planet of Proto-Osogi is 3 million miles away. For comparison purposes, it costs less than a dollar to call the International Space Station and $900 to call the moon. It would cost $3 million to call someone on Saturn. That E.T. would use up all my minutes within 5 seconds on that. That is just unbelievable. Did you like E.T.? You never seem to throw it out to your kid.
I love it.
Well, how come you don't sit down and go, you know what? Tonight, let's watch E.T.
Because I want them to live their lives, not to replicate mine like you do.
All right. We'll continue to let him watch YouTube and watch these weird shows instead of getting into a movie that has about love and desire.
Loved and desire. I wouldn't
desire,
say that.
Desire
for E.T., love, definitely.
Love
I would
desire,
say love and respect.
Love and desire to go home because he wants to call home.
Just the way you said it, love and desire.
Oh, God, I didn't mean it like that. Let's get a quick interview, and we're going to come back, and I want to talk about Avatar. And if we have time, we're going to talk about Ralph Macchio. Now, Victor was at Stockton Con. We had a chance to talk with him a little bit. He's an actor, voice actor. You'll know exactly what he does. Just listen to this. We'll come right back.
All right, we're at StocktonCon right now. I got a chance to walk over to this cool gentleman. He's wearing sunglasses right now. When you're cool, as you, the sun shines on you 24 hours a day.
That's right.
I'm with Victor Rivers. What haven't you done? Well, first off, you started going to college. What is it, in Florida? Playing football.
I went to high school in Miami. I ended up playing 4 years at Florida State University. So I'm a Seminole. And then when I graduated from college with a degree in criminology.
Yeah, I'm blown away with that. Listen to this. Yeah, yeah. You have what your degree is in and then what you star in. It's a little bizarre.
Right. But I graduated from Florida State, and then I was the first Cuban American that was given a 2-season trial with the Miami Dolphins. So, you know, Coach Shula was the coach, Bob Greasy was the quarterback. And wow. That tells you how old I am. But
22.
Yeah, 22. Yeah, yeah. And then I moved out to Los Angeles and just started acting.
How do you go from that to this? That's what we want to know. From that to acting. How did this happen?
So I have a memoir, a best-selling memoir that's been out for years, called A Private Family Matter. And so the character I play in Blood and Blood Out, I could have been that guy in real life. I grew up in violence in my home. But my high school in Miami saved my life, and the last family that took me in was Stephen Bauer's family, who's from Manny and Scarface and many, you know, Breaking Bad and different shows. And so he had moved to LA to become an actor, so I kind of just followed him out there, and that's how I ended up, at least starting acting. And I did what every other actor does. I was a painter, I was a mover, I was a bouncer, a bartender, until things started to happen. So
I'm looking at your table. What was your number one? What was the first role you got?
Oh, the first role I got was, I did one word on a Robert Blake show called Joe Dancer. And
what was that word? Let's see it.
So I was a drug dealer on the street, in a street scene, and my drug that I was selling was speed. So that's all I said, speed. And that got me into the Screen Actors Guild, into our union.
But let me ask you something. Now I'm jumping again. The Screen Actors Guild, you got that one thing. Aren't the dues more expensive than sometimes the work you get?
No, I mean, it's...
I mean, back then, though.
Well, I mean, getting into the union, it, you know, you have to pay, you know, to get in. But you know, there's benefits. You know, once you start to work, then there's the insurance and the things that come with it. So you know, I've been fortunate that you know, I've been able to be a working actor, you know, for a long time, and you know, I'm still doing things. My book is actually being turned into a limited series as we speak.
So I will keep an eye out for that. So it's A Private Family. It's a memoir. And it's being turned into a movie right now or a TV series?
Series.
That is amazing.
You know, we'll know. I'm not going to talk about it right now because we don't have any, you know, anything. Yeah, I don't want to jinx anything, but it's in the works right now. So.
So then, years later, Star Trek, cartoons. Were you now doing the voiceover stuff? Were you a little like put off by that, or you're like, no, this is work?
No, I mean, I was really excited. My agent just sent me in for, I started going in for Batman Beyond. So I did 4 Batman Beyonds, and then the Justice League came, and that was a 3-episode arc. So I did, you know, on the show. So that was really fun. And you know, it's one that the kids can relate to, because a lot of my other characters have been, you know, kind of dangerous bad guys.
So are you getting offered more stuff to do voiceovers, or is it still coming in?
Not as much. I mean, COVID kind of shut everything down, so everything's now finally starting to pick up. So I did a Better Call Saul this year, and they just came out, and I got a movie that hasn't come out yet, but it'll probably come out next year. So you know, I'm still working, but I'm also enjoying my life.
Victor, you're one lucky guy. Do you know that?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm the, you know, part of my story is that I'm the child of the village raised. My high school took me in and changed my life. So I'm very thankful. And if I can pay it forward, I do what I can.
You're a good guy, too. So you're actually sitting across. Wait, hold on. Where is your girlfriend? Maria's over there, huh?
Yeah.
So I got to paint a picture. So I'm in front of Victor's table. And remember, he was on Justice League as Hawkman.
Yeah.
And across is your girlfriend from Hawk Girl.
Yes, my fiance. So my character's name is Haro Talak, which is Hawkman. But it's what's really hilarious is that I'm Cuban, and so is Maria.
That is so bizarre. So did you guys know you're both going to be here or no?
I saw like yesterday that she was coming. So.
This is amazing. This is great. Is he good to hang out with? Great stories, huh? You're a great guy. You really, really are. Okay, anything? I want to know your social media handles. People want to hear about you, follow you, find out what's going on.
So Facebook is just Victor Rivas Rivers. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, it's at Rivas Rivers V, like Victor. So Rivas Rivers V on Instagram.
All right, well, once we get on social media, once I get you up, the show up, I'm going to put everything on there. Hey, Victor, thank you so much for hanging out with me, man. You are awesome.
Great. Okay, everybody stay safe and peace out.
That, my friends, is Victor Rivers. And if you want to catch all our past interviews, they're always on our SoundCloud under Your Nerd Side. Simple, look for it, go Your Nerd Side, and you'll find them. Or just go to our website, yournerdside.com. So Avatar is coming out. It seems like my son Aaron Michael's more excited about the new Avatar than anything else. He goes, oh, Christmas
Aaron
time.
Aaron Michael really is?
He's really excited.
I've never heard him say it 1 minute.
Asked me 5 times. He said he
Aaron Michael, are you into the Avatar? He said no.
So you don't want to go see it?
See?
He told me you wanted to go see it.
Like I said, you like to live your life, and I let him live his life.
Oh, my God. You let me down.
Buy him a novel.
You let me down, buddy. Are you sure?
Are we going to see Black Adam? I see. We're going to see Black. Are we going to see Woman King? Wow. I tried. Hey, but Woman King's coming out on demand. True story about real heroes.
Oh, man. So Avatar director James Cameron ripped Marvel in DC during an interview with the New York Times newspaper. He doesn't like them. This is what he said, all right? He goes, when I look at these big, spectacular films, I'm looking at you, Marvel and DC. It doesn't matter how old the characters are. They all like they're in college. They have relationships, but they really don't. They never hang on up their spurs because of the kids.
Hang up their spears.
Spurs, not spears.
Sorry.
Spurs for the kids. And things that really ground us and give us power, love, and purpose. Those characters don't experience it. And I think it's not the way to make movies. There's a few directors that feel like that. And actually, I got to be honest, Steven Spielberg feels like that. He does not like him. And
Steven Spielberg said that?
He doesn't like the Marvel or DC. He says it's ruining movies. We got to break out and just... He goes, everybody wants to go see these movies. Because if we look at the box office, boom, it's like Marvel's number one. This thing about... what's the new one with George Clooney and... What's her name? Pretty Woman. That movie just flopped.
Yeah, but was it good, though?
I didn't see it.
I think the problem is that the trailers are giving the movie away.
Yeah.
But also before these Marvel movies started coming out, the box office was falling apart, and that was pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So I think there needs to be, like everything else in life, balance.
You know what I've noticed, too, is that they used to play big bucks for these actors because, you know, you put a George Clooney in the movie, you know it's going to be huge. You put a Johnny Depp in the movie, you know it's going to be huge. Johnny Depp does not hold anything at the box office anymore. I mean, he's gone where movies just flop. So the time of putting these massive actors out there and they're going to sell this movie, I don't think those days are there anymore. You actually have to have a good script, good writing, a good story, something somebody's into, and they'll follow. I mean, like, and I'm just going to go back to it. Black Adam made money at the box office. Was it the best script? No. Are they just trying to build up a franchise and to get people to get, they want to collect money? Yes. They want to do the Marvel thing. They're so desperate to do the Marvel thing. It's unbelievable.
But are you sure about your data? Because here I'm looking at IMDb.
No, it made money.
Black Adam was number one, right? 137.4 million.
Okay, put that next to a Marvel movie.
One Piece film is 9.5. Ticket to Paradise, that's the one with George Clooney, is 46.7.
46.7 million. How much do they have to pay George Clooney for a movie?
Well,
how much do they
have
to pay Julia Roberts? These are the two highest grossing people. Their agents won't settle for less unless they get paid X amount of dollars. So you got to balance, you got to put that into the budget. That's what I'm talking about. If a movie comes back and makes $47 million, but you have to pay $10 million for George Clooney, and then Julia Roberts act, well, it's not going to do it unless she gets $14 million. That's $24 million. Now, let's break that in half, paying everybody else. Are we really making that much money off of these actors? Do you see what I mean? That's what I'm throwing out there.
Yeah, but do you have that data?
No, I don't have the data. I'm just coming what I hear when I'm listening to.
Are you saying it should be no namers from now on moving forward?
Well, Napoleon Dynamite was a box office hit. Everybody in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, I didn't know, and I loved the movie. Do you know what I mean? Something like that. I miss the time of more independent movies, and I like independent movies, where they try these scripts and they do something that's out of
the way. What about the One Piece film Red? That's what Mattel's seeing today.
I've never even heard
of
it.
It's number two in the box office, a manga movie.
What's it about?
It is the most beloved singer in the world will reveal herself to the world at a live concert. The voice that the whole world has been waiting for is about to be resound.
That just seems like a movie.
Let's just be honest. Be careful. You may lose subscribers.
It's all right.
It's a manga movie.
I have no interest in it.
There you go.
That's the problem.
But it's number two in the box. It beat Ticket to Paradise.
That's great.
And that's the first time it's out this week.
Speaking of big name actors, Nicolas Cage, he's actually one of the people that's making a huge Hollywood comeback because it's independent film Pig. You ever seen it?
No, but if you're going to have people see a movie, have them see Till based on a true story.
Well, listen to this. This movie, Pig, received $7 million to star in the... Then he received $7 million, okay, for The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent and another $3 million for a supporting role, new Dracula movie, Renfield. Cage in the Talk start sequels to National Treasure and Face Off. So, things are happening. I don't know if you knew, he kind of fell off for a while.
Nicolas Cage, yeah. I think everyone knew that.
Yeah. But he's actually making it. But that movie, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, was fantastic. I was like, whoa, we have the Mandalorian in it too. Yeah, the Mandalorian.
Yeah, you liked it, but you hyped it up so well that your hype was better than the actual movie.
Then you're telling me I should be a hype man.
Haven't many people told you that?
I'm a good hype man.
Haven't the Barracudas told you that?
Yeah, I'm a good hype man.
Right?
I should not be.
You're over a half century old, and you're such a hype man.
I gotta tell you this again. When you say barracudas, you cannot pluralize barracuda.
Why don't you just delete that?
It's a barracuda.
Just delete that. Why don't you make me look good?
You do look good. Your pictures look great. Hey, that is it with the show. We're going to come back next week. We've got more interviews. Plus, I want to get into Johnny Depp because he's selling something. You're going to like this.
Did you see him as the Moon Man on the MTV Awards?
No, I don't.
They're
using
him like crazy now.
I got to be honest. I watch TV very sparingly. I'm more online.
Really?
Pluto TV, Netflix,
so would you go see,
Disney Plus.
Wait, they're saying Johnny Depp may go back to Pirates of the Caribbean. Will you go see it?
No, I have no. That movie, that
when
franchise.
When you think of Johnny Depp, do you think of Dirty?
When I think of Johnny Depp, I think of like his old movies, like Edward Scissorhands. That's what I think of.
Oh, Edward Scissorhands, that was brilliant.
Well, it was a great movie.
Sweeney Todd was pretty good too.
All done by the same guy in Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, Danny Elfman.
Well, he's coming
is
out
Danny
with
Puffin's
Elfman. Impossible.
Danny Elfman's a singer. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wayne.
No, well, he'll be coming out with
Tim
Puffin's.
Burton.
Puffin's Impossible. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea. We can look it up.
We are looking it up.
Next week on the show, we'll talk to you. We've got a lot. Make sure to follow the podcast, and we got more interviews. Check them out. Anything you need is always a click away at our website at yournerdside.com.